Good job. Good job, buddy.
I'm going to practice, buddy.
I'm going to sweet potato kiss.
Delicious. You don't want to share?
Say, go on, get, Dad. You're going to be late.
You want to share?
Where am I supposed to put this?
Oh, you can't put your bag in there?
No, I can just hold it.
Can we just hold it?
Oh, it's got wheels. It's got wheels. I'll just hold the, handle outside, right?
That would be great, dude. We actually probably should do that. That should be hilarious.
These wheels would smoke off this thing. I always think Smokey's going with us.
Usually a smoke dog. My dog comes with us. But parents took him for the fight week because I'll be in L.A. Won't be able to take care of my dogs.
Got those?
Sir.
Thank you.
I believe this is my 35th fight, and I've done a lot better over the years at just dealing with this kind of stuff and having my family around and being so close with the guys I train with. It's becoming easier and just kind of enjoying the ride. I remind myself all the time, like, hey, you're not gonna do this forever. Just enjoy the ride, you know? Let it be exciting. For other people, Madison Square Garden is like, oh my gosh. For me, I that doesn't mean anything to me. For me, Staples Center, the Forum, I'm a Lakers fan, I'm a Cali kid, so Staples Center, that's an honor for me. That's like, oh my God. I bought $26,000 in tickets, so that was just my close friends and family. Those are just the people that are in my phone book that I said yeah to, you know, so I'm gonna have a good crowd there.
Yeah. Okay. Cody's looking good, man. You know, this week's just gonna be all about fine tuning, but for the most part, we're gonna be focusing on technique, game plan, getting the feet moving. You know, I think movement is gonna be a big key in this fight.
Short time.
DJ's talking a lot of crap this time. You know, he's probably got a lot of confidence from that last fight. And, you know, I think anyone would be. He was the better man that night. But he lit a fire under Cody. He lit a fire under all the coaches. And it's going to be a different fight this time.
Coming for you, buddy. Enjoy that belt while you can. You talking that shit, too.
I know that with this time that when I do strike, TJ's not going to be able to handle the blow. And he's going to get knocked out. And I'll be victorious. So I know my strength and conditioning, I know that all my training, you know, I'm well prepared for this. I know that he's not going to last this full fight. I'm very excited to go out there and showcase what I've been working on. You know, I've been focused all camp and just focused on the task at hand, and that's getting the title back.
Yeah, find that footing, get those wheels back. You reset when you want to. All right, good.
Baby, you can't tell by the way I walk and my business been got shifted. You can't tell.
This walk's inspired by Sugar Sean O'Malley. Gotta feed the machine. The ingredients, water and oats. How's it going?
How you doing, champ?
Good, you?
Good, good. This will be what, 12th defense title?
Yes, sir.
Best of luck to you, champ.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
How's it going?
So Tuesday, we're doing Media Row in Los Angeles, going around to all the major media outlets to pump up the fight.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Demetrius Johnson back in the studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back on.
We know how much better you are since the last time you fought Henry.
Yeah.
How much better is he?
I mean, we're going to find out. I mean, I love how he... And the whole entire thing, he goes, you know, I'm Henry Cejudo. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance that I get. And
Again.
And I want to see how good you really are. It's been 2 years I've been training. What the hell you think I've been doing for 2 years? I'm excited to get in there and fight him again and see how much he's improved.
On to the next.
Now we're in LA. We're in the hurry up and wait game. But I'm happy to be here, man. Happy to be in LA. A lot of people don't know this, but I was actually born in California. I was born maybe about 10 minutes away from the Staples Center. You got Beats and I got American Airlines headphones. You see, the coach has the
Beats.
The Beats and I got American Airlines, baby. What you guys know about that? I'm starting a new trend over here. The opposite of Conor McGregor, saving money. So now I got a conference call with TJ and Demetrius.
Saturday, August 4th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. A couple questions for Demetrius Johnson. Everyone's going to talk about this at some point, but the fight between you and TJ Dillashaw that didn't come together, is that something you'd still be interested in the future against TJ or Cody, I guess I should say, whoever wins in the title fight?
I've always been upfront about, you know, these super fights. Everybody keeps talking about these super fights. So for me, I show up and fight the number one contender in the flyweight division. I'll continue to do that until something comes to my
table and advertising. Yeah, hold on real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Demetrius has to get past me first. You guys, you're jumping the gun, reporter. You're jumping the gun a little bit on this.
I'm sorry, Henry. I won't do it again. I apologize.
Demetrius Johnson, the co-main event for UFC 227 Saturday night at Staples Center. Flyweight championship.
Your game's weak, dog. The chest game's strong. I'll give the chest. I don't know, man. I mean, that soul patch is looking lit. You got to go spread out like Ryan Reynolds style.
He says he's a very different fighter, that fight happened earlier in his career. Maybe he wasn't ready for you and a title shot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after our first fight with Henry Cejudo, I've gone off to be able to defend my belt, you know, two more times. I can't remember how many times, maybe two or three more times. But fighting, you know, Ray Borg, fighting Wilson Hayes, getting two amazing armbar submissions. So for me, when somebody can perceive something however they want to, I don't try to focus on that. All I focus on is what I could do in the octagon, which is fight, try to stay healthy, and win my fights. That's all I focus on. When it comes to legacy, you will be able to decide what my legacy is.
Demetrius Johnson, check him out. UFC 227, Saturday night, right across the street at Staples Center. Hey, best of luck in the fight. Thanks a lot for coming by.
I appreciate it, too.
I thought it was behind me, and I thought the beef would be squashed, but they held on to it, man. They held on to that anger. They held on to that... the jealousy, so it continued.
Thank you, Roger.
Oh, perfect. 144.5. Championship weight coming soon. Stay tuned.
I knew Mike, you know, he's given me great advice outside of the ring, inside of the ring, to be a great fighter, great human.
When you win the belt back this time, you appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to get it back.
Drink 2 gallons of water load. Is that what you did? Or you just ran?
I did a lot of running too, but
drink the water.
Because it comes all my fights and, you know, stay in touch with that. So it's great to have Mike Tyson in your corner. You guys staying in OC, you guys staying in LA?
In OC.
Yeah,
we do it way back in the city.
Appreciate that. It's always good to see you, Mike.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Good to see you always.